We are now going to be joined in just a couple of moments. In fact, we are ready to have him. Mr. Matt Herman joining us on the line now, host of the Bundesliga podcast. And of course, you can find him on DW Television as well and at thebundesligalounge.com. Matt Herman joining me on the show at this incredible time in German football. Perfect time to have Matt on. And pleasure to have you back, Matt. How are you doing, my friend?
It has turned out to be an insane build-up for these two very big Spanish-German clashes in the Champions League. I'm doing great, but it's a very exciting time to be watching German football.
It's very exciting indeed. It got very exciting last night. I think it was about 1 o'clock, maybe earlier than that, about midnight-ish or so, that I saw on Twitter reports starting to come out of this Mario Götze move to Bayern Munich, confirmed today by Dortmund. How big a move is this in terms of German football?
Oh, this is the biggest move in many years, I have to say. I mean, Bayern Munich is always good for a big move. They're always good for trying to make a big move within the Bundesliga. It's always been their technique to try and take the best players from the competition, both in order to strengthen themselves and weaken the competition. But they hadn't managed to do a move like that in quite some time. I mean, the last time they made a big move for a high-impact player within the Bundesliga, I would have to say, would be Mario Gomez a few years ago. And he's not really on the Richter scale of transfers, both in terms of his impact as a player and the kind of expectations on his shoulders at the time. It's nowhere near this. I mean, Mario Götze is pretty much, as Matthias Zama, who of course now is the sporting director at Bayern, described him when he was still in the youth team at Dortmund. I mean, he's basically thought of as the talent of the century for Germany. So this is a very, very big move indeed.
Now, who's orchestrated this move? Is it the kind of the Bayern backroom staff, or has it been called down by Pep, or is it Heinkes who's involved in this match? Who's made the call for this move?
As far as we know, and at least the way that the Dortmund coach Jürgen Klopp put it today in his press conference, this is very much a Pep Guardiola move on both sides, to be fair. Pep Guardiola came to Bayern with a few players in mind that he'd like to have, maybe some players from within the Bundesliga who would fit in well with Bayern. Bayern always likes to have as many German players as they can. And also Mario Götze seems very keen to play for Pep Guardiola. Mario Götze, in the not-too-recent past, has spoken quite a lot about his admiration for Spanish football and the Spanish style of football. Everyone took that to mean that if he made a move, that he would like to maybe go to Real Madrid or go to Barcelona. But maybe that comment actually meant that he was going to play for a Spanish manager who happened to come to Germany. It would seem to me that Mario Götze was very keen to play with Pep Guardiola, and in fact, when he had that get-out clause put into his contract, which was at his and his agent's request, he maybe had in mind that he wanted to make a move within the next couple of years, and it just so happened that the stars aligned, and one of those managers who he'd really like to play for ended up coming to the Bundesliga.
Now Götze will expect, I would have thought, to start in any Bayern Munich side. So with players of this caliber coming in, who do we expect to start maybe being flouted out for the return journey to elsewhere around the world and around the Bundesliga? Who could be leaving Bayern?
Well, I think that even before Mario was signed on for next year, just keeping in mind that Pep Guardiola and others at Bayern were probably going to try and make some signings in order to strengthen the team, I think that a lot of us have had our eye on Arjen Robben as a player who might be up at Bayern. I mean, he's gone from a sure starter down to a sort of questionable starter to a bit player at times this season. I mean, he's played well when he has played, but he's more or less been supplanted in that Bayern first 11, or at least he can't guarantee himself a place. And, you know, as we all know, he's a player who has pretty high standards and thinks pretty highly of himself, as I think all world-class players should. But if it were up to me, I would probably say that Arjen Robben is the player who will probably make way. I can't really say that that's a like-for-like change, considering Robin and Thomas Müller have been in something of a competition for places, and Müller can play wide on the right or in the middle, and Götze is more or less capable at any of those positions within the, I would think that that Robin would be the one making way.
Now, this is obviously, considering what games we've got coming up this week, this has got to have an impact on Dortmund's kind of mental focus for the Real Madrid game coming up this week. Do you think, Matt, it's going to have a big impact on how players look at Götze on the pitch, how the squad is kind of united at this point? Is it going to be detrimental at all?
I don't think that it will. I mean, there has been some talk, certainly among Dortmund fans over the last 12 hours, some pretty vitriolic talk on Mario Götze's Facebook page, on a lot of online forums, that Dortmund have actually called in a small group of police officers to come to practice this afternoon to make sure that if any fans show up and have some you know, bile to spit out at Mario Götze, that doesn't spill over. But what we also understand is the case is that Jürgen Klopp and a number of the players within the squad have known about this for quite some time. Klopp knew about it. He says the day after they're having gone through against Malaga, he found out. And some of the early confirmation for this move from working within the squad. I mean, it's not disclosed which confirmed. Case, but apparently Götze has been sharing this information with some key people in the coaching staff and in the squad at Dortmund for a little while. So I think whatever ripples might have been made by this move, at least in the team, that's probably already dissipated.
What about the prospect of Lewandowski going to Bayern Munich as well now? That was something that's been floated around over the last month or so. Does this have any impact on that potential move, or is this the actual move that we were expecting was going to be the Lewandowski move to Bayern?
Ooh, that's very hard to say. I mean, Lewandowski is a player that I think there's going to be a lot of competition for, and I think the fact that you know, a lot of players want to play for Pep Guardiola means that there's going to be a lot of players, you know, lining up to go to Bayern. So I think that move would be probably beneficial to both sides. Might not be beneficial to the likes of Mario Gomez, but I think that this move doesn't necessarily make that move any more or less likely. I mean, if by any perspective it makes it less likely, it simply might be in terms of money. I mean, the original report, this move to Bayern, came from one of the big mass market papers, Bild, which has a very close relationship to Bayern Munich. And they reported that Mario Götze is going to be paid 7 million euros a year. Now, there's another paper which has some contacts closer to the Dortmund camp and probably to some of the agents of Dortmund players like Mario Götze. And their understanding is that Götze is going to make much, much more than that, that he might be making as much as 12 million euros a year, which would be a crazy sum for the Bundesliga and would make him a highest paid player at Bayern, in fact. So, and once Bayern wants to start paying that kind of money to a whole string of players, they might want to hold off on making another big money move.
And flooding, of course, the side with players that are going to cost them seemingly an arm and a leg at around 230,000 a week. That would be in wages for Götze. So you can see why he'd want to go, that's for sure. What about the rivalry? I mean, obviously these two sides, fantastic, but now you've got, this is going to rile up the Dortmund fans, seeing arguably one of their hottest prospects in that Dortmund side going to the rival Bayern Munich.
Yeah, it certainly will. And I mean, Bayern Munich have been such a good team and such a dominant team in the Bundesliga for so long that it's sort of, as you see in many leagues, I mean, for a time it was Man United in England, and other times it was Chelsea, and perhaps presently it's Man City. It's thought of as a team that sort of buys their way to success or sort of enjoy some unfair advantages. So The kinds of upset that you have heard from Dortmund fans today about this purchase seem perfectly natural, but I think that it's not going to change the character of this rivalry in the long term. It probably might create some bad blood over the next season or two. But Bayern is always hated by the rest of the league, to be frank, and I don't think that this move is going to move the needle too far in one direction or the other. I mean, I think the one thing that's kind of interesting about this, and I think that there might be reason for Dortmund fans to be a bit upset, and even Dortmund's management to be a bit upset, is that now that we know that this move has been sort of under wraps for a couple of weeks now, and that it's just come out now with these two teams facing two very important matches, I think that there's something a bit suspicious about the time that it comes out, or a bit unsporting, shall we say, from Bayern Munich's camp to have leaked this. And the fact that it came out in the newspaper that it did leads one to believe that Bayern are the ones who let this come out. And that might be because the president of Bayern Munich, Uli Hoeneß, has been in some very, very serious hot water here in Germany for tax evasion charges. He turned himself in to tax authorities here, admitting that he had several million euros in a Swiss bank account and had not paid taxes on it. And that's made very, very big waves here in Germany, not just on the back pages of the newspapers, but on the front pages as well. And perhaps Bayern just needed to change the conversation. And this is certainly a way to do it, and I don't think you could change the conversation any more emphatically than this.
I was going to say, it's got everybody talking in European football about this move. Even the English press, Matt, is starting to look at this. Let's look at the games, though, coming up. Bayern taking on Barca tonight. Bayern expects, some people say, and a lot of people saying, that they're the favourites going into this one. Does this put any more pressure on them? Does that aid Barca, do you think, in any way, shape or form, having Bayern as the favourites?
I don't think that that's going to influence things too much. I do think Bayern are the favorite in this match. I think that Bayern should be the favorite. They are at home, and they are in absolutely rampant form. I don't think that they are heavy favorites, however, and just as I wouldn't think that Barcelona would be in the return match, barring some sort of terrible result for Bayern in this match. I think that these teams are both quite mentally strong. They've both gone deep into the Champions League for several of the last seasons and aren't necessarily going to be cowed by the occasion. Bayern has done a lot of talk in the lead-up to this match about the kind of vulnerabilities that they see in Barcelona, particularly in the defense. There were some pretty interesting quotes from Matthias Sammer. Sammer is the sporting director of Bayern and in his day was a sweeper for both Borussia Dortmund and Germany, winning the Champions League with Dortmund, winning Euro 96 with Germany. And so he knows a thing or two about leading a team on the pitch. And his takeaway about Barcelona and their vulnerabilities was that they are going to miss Carles Puyol very, very much in this match because Matthias Sammer sees a bit of that leadership quality and the kind of vibe that Carles Puyol can give off to a team might be missing when they come under some serious pressure for Bayern. So I would expect that Bayern are going to look to test the center of Barcelona's defense early and often, and we'll just have to see what happens.
What about shutting down Iniesta and Xavi? We saw this Bayern side completely close off Pirlo in those last games against Juventus. What about shutting down two of those types of midfielders who really are an integral part to that Barca attack?
Well, yeah, I mean, you kind of said it right there. I mean, if you have two players, the caliber of Pirlo, or if you want to speak about even some of the other players that Barcelona have who aren't exactly the same types of players but have some pretty fearsome capability. I mean, take your pick with the front six for Barcelona, frankly. You just have to do your best. I mean, when you have players like Bastian Schweinsteiger and, you know, Javi Martinez, who of course knows these Spanish players quite well from his time in La Liga and with the Spanish national side, I think that they are going to have to just come up with the best plan that they can. Whether that means trying to press them up high, which I think might be what they do, because Barcelona can't be allowed time on the ball, or whether they try and play a little bit back and play on the counter, which I don't think that is a very strong possibility, at least from a home leg. We'll just have to see. But, going up against Barcelona is never easy.
Going up against Real Madrid's never easy as well. That's what Borussia Dortmund have to do tomorrow night with the media whirlwind surrounding them, if we see with the Mario Götze transfer as well. They got the better of Madrid, though, over two legs in the group stages. Again, do you see Dortmund as the favourites going into this tie?
No, I see this one as a fairly even proposition. And if anything, I think things might favour Real Madrid. As you said, Dortmund did get the better of Real Madrid in the group stage. Dortmund got a win at home and very nearly got a win in Madrid as well, were it not for a late goal from Mesut Ozil. But I think Real Madrid now versus Real Madrid in the early stages of the season, and they really struggled to get going, especially in the league, if not in the Champions League. I think that team has hit its stride in a way that perhaps Dortmund are going to find quite a different proposition. I mean, Dortmund have scouted this match. They know that Real Madrid is in a different kind of form than they were a few months ago. But I don't think it's going to be quite as easy a proposition.
What about this Dortmund side? Is it a different league form compared to how it was when it was playing Real Madrid in the group stage? They've won their last five in the Bundesliga, and we've seen since these kind of knockout rounds began, they've stepped it up both in the league and in the Champions League to another level. How important has that been, just keeping the winning going for this Dortmund side to get to this point?
Yeah, I think it's been very important because I think that Bayern, ever since the very beginning of the season, has put a lot of separation between themselves and the rest of the league. Bayern has, you know, almost an unblemished record in the league. They have a plus 75 goal differential or something like that. And the conversation's very much been about Bayern. And at least early in the season, there was another parallel conversation, which was a bit like, what is wrong with Dortmund in the league? Because they were just sort of in the same mix as a lot of other teams that really are not up to caliber, teams like Frankfurt, teams like Schalke. And at least the second half of the season, that dialogue within in fan circles and in the press completely been cut off. Because Bayern are best rest back, but Dortmund has put a lot of room between themselves and the rest of the league as well. I mean, if you look at the table at the moment, you see Bayern on 81, Dortmund on 61, which is, of course, a pretty ridiculous gap, but the next team after Dortmund is a full 8 points back, and, you know, Dortmund has second place locked up. I think that the fact that they have the kind of form that they do now has kind of given them both within the squad, because they've done a lot of rotation in the squad in league matches. I mean, a lot of their sort of second-tier players have been getting some pretty significant minutes in recent weeks. And I think that there's a lot of confidence in the team, a lot of confidence among their fans at the moment. So I think that going to Bayern aside, things were looking really good for Dortmund.
Just lastly, Matt, before we let you go, very quickly indeed, for both clubs, both German clubs tonight and tomorrow, what's more important, keeping a clean sheet or making sure you're just ahead going away from home?
Wow. I think that considering both of these teams are teams that like to outscore opponents as opposed to stifle them, I wouldn't think that either one of them would be all that upset to give up a goal at home as long as they get a result, as long as they won. And, the best case scenario would be an emphatic win. But I think if either one were to give up more than one goal at home, there would be real trouble.
It's going to be a wonderful night of Champions League football tonight and tomorrow. Matt, it's an absolute pleasure to get the German side of things, as well, of course, get your thoughts on Mario Götze's big move that happened in the early hours of last night or this morning, wherever you are around the world. Matt, it's a pleasure to have you back on the show, mate, and we look forward to catching up with you just before the German season ends.
Great to be here. Thanks a lot.
Thanks so much. Matt Herman of the Bundesliga Lounge podcast joining us here on World Football Daily. Of course, you can find Matt as a writer for DW Television and, of course, the host of the journal on DW Television as well, anchor and journalist and host of the Bundesliga podcast, Matt Herman, giving us, after Ben Hayward yesterday gave us the Spanish perspective, Matt giving us the German look at the Champions League semi-finals, Germany against Spain. Bayern against Barca, Dortmund taking on Madrid over the next two nights. Cannot wait. And of course,